Welcome to another worldwide godcast of universal utterings. I'm your host, evangelist, and poet Thomas Cruz Wiggins, and today we continue our practice as we remain in the Gospel of Matthew. We turn to chapter 16 today with verses 13 through 20. When Jesus went into the region of Caesarea Philippi, he asked his disciples, "Who do people say that the Son of Man is?" They replied, "Some say John the Baptist, others Elijah, still others Jeremiah or one of the prophets." He said to them, "But who do you say that I am?" Simon Peter said in reply, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God." Jesus said to him in reply, "Blessed are you, Simon, son of Jonah, for flesh and blood has not revealed this to you, but my heavenly Father. And so I say to you, you are Peter, and upon this rock I will build my church, and the gates of the never world shall not prevail against it. I will give you the keys to the kingdom of heaven. Whatever you bind on earth shall be bound in heaven, and whatever you loose on earth shall be loosed in heaven." Then he strictly ordered his disciples to tell no one that he was the Messiah. Matthew 16, verses 13 through 20, the pivotal moment of Peter's confession unfolds as Jesus inquires about his identity. When Peter responds, "You are the Messiah, the Son of the living God," Jesus reaffirms the significance of this declaration. He declares Peter as the rock upon which he will build his church, promising that the gates of Hades will not prevail against it. This scripture is foundational for Catholicism, signifying not only the establishment of the church, but also the apostolic authority bestowed upon Peter and his successors. What makes this passage so profound is its dual acknowledgement of Jesus' divine identity and the human instrument he chooses to lead his followers. Peter, a simple fisherman, transforms into the cornerstone of the universal church, illustrating that God can and does work through the humble and imperfect. Thus, the Catholic Church embraces this moment as the inception of its apostolic tradition, highlighting the continuity of faith and teachings passed down through generations. The power of this passage lies in the affirmation that as Catholics, we are partakers of a church founded on Christ, which is a rich heritage that encompasses the seven sacraments. Through baptism, Eucharist, confirmation, reconciliation, anointing of the sick, holy matrimony, and holy orders, we find the means of grace that reach into the depths of our souls, converting sinners into saints. Each sacrament is a thread woven into the fabric of our faith, reminding us of our purpose and mission. In honoring Matthew 16, verses 13 through 20, we recognize that we are not merely believers in isolation. We are part of a tradition that has transformed lives and transcended time. This is the beauty of the Catholic Church. My church, the living legacy of faith, hope, and love that gave divine grace that continues to inspire countless souls to this very day. Amen. Join me as we pray our daily prayer of forgiveness, the Lord's Prayer. At the Savior's command, informed by divine teaching, we dare to say, "Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not into temptation, but deliver us from evil." Deliver us, Lord, we pray, from every evil. Graciously grant peace in our days, that by the help of your mercy, we may be always free from sin and safe from all distress, as we await the blessed hope and the coming of our Savior, Jesus Christ. For the kingdom, the power, and the glory are yours, now and forever. Amen. I am a poet obedient to Christ, Catholic evangelist Thomas Cruzwig, and Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Today my poem comes from Matthew 16. It's verses 13 through 20. I have a 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, 7 stanza poem. It's ongoing. It's title, 2, 3, 4, 6 stanzas total. It's title, Upon This Rock I Will Build My Church. In regions where the shadows play, the Son of Man asks on one day, Who do you say that I am, dear friends? With whispered hope, the truth transcends. Amidst the murmurs of the crowd, Peter speaks forth unashamed and proud, You are the Christ, the living Son. A revelation our eternal journey has begun. Blessed are you, Simon the Rock, he declared. Upon your faith my church will be shared. The gates of Hades shall not prevail. In love and grace my purpose shall sail. From fishermen's hands to shepherd's call, through trials and triumphs together we stand tall. The keys of the kingdom given to thee, as guardians of truth through all eternity. With the seven sacraments, lifelines of grace, from baptism's waters to the holy embrace, a tapestry woven with mercy and light, transforming our hearts, bringing darkness to night. So let us rejoice, for we are his own. In the heart of the church our faith has grown, for through Peter's confession, steadfast and bright, we found our foundation, our guiding light. Jesus. Amen. I'm Thomas Show Cruz Wiggins. It's June 29th, 2025, recording this morning at 4:44 a.m. Eastern Standard Time. Thanks again for joining me across the world on UniversalUtterings.com. We practice, pray, and proclaim what it means to be Spirit-led, God-inspired, Christ-fed. Amen. To my beautiful wife and soulmate in Christ, Tony, I love you so much. Have an awesome day in the Lord. God bless you, my friends. God bless each and every one of you. As we call out on Sunday today, it's a day of worship. Get out and see your teachers, your preachers, those who share the Word of God with you each and every day. Don't forget to tithe and share that kingdom of grace with those who share their love with you. As we close today at 8:04 in Jesus' name, Jesus, Jesus, Jesus. God bless you in Jesus' sweet name. Amen.